College enrollment is dropping both nationally and in Massachusetts. We know it's hitting some small liberal arts colleges hard, but figures also show community colleges are especially struggling. According to the National Clearinghouse Research Center, enrollment in the two-year schools dropped more than 3% across the country last year compared to 2017. Here, the State Department of Higher Education estimates the drop-offs were steeper, with state community college enrollment dipping more than 4% in Massachusetts. Michael Horn writes about higher education for the Lexington-based Christensen Institute. He joined us to talk about what's causing the downturn.
The biggest thing driving it is actually different from what's driving these shortages in liberal arts colleges. The economy is doing really well right now, and we're at full employment. And so historically, when lots of people are working, they're not looking for education to help them upskill or sort of pass the time into the next job.
And that makes these schools, the community colleges, more vulnerable to these kinds of downward trends?
That's exactly right. Community colleges are historically countercyclical, if you will. They do really well when times are tough, and they struggle, actually, when times are really good economically. And so that's what you're seeing in these numbers. Now, certainly in the Northeast, we'll also see the demographic challenges hit these colleges as well. But I think what we're seeing nationally and in Massachusetts right now is more a function of the economy than the demographic challenges coming on us.
At least two public community colleges stand out. Quinsigamond Community College in Worcester and Mount Wachusett Community College in Gardner have been especially hard hit. Enrollment drops were more than 3% last year. Why do you think that is?
Again, it's a function of obviously good economic times in those places. I think the other question that we need to be digging into, though, as a state, is are these schools offering the right programs for the need from employers, and are they attracting students because they're actually going to prepare them for the economy of today, rather than jobs and skills that maybe were in demand in the past? And I think, in general, community colleges have often struggled to stay on the leading edge of what is required in the economy.
Well, we know that at least some community colleges try to serve the geographic areas they're located in by specifically training people for specific jobs in those areas. Are you saying that they need to re-examine the kinds of jobs that are needed?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. We know that IT jobs, healthcare jobs, things of that nature, advanced manufacturing in the state are increasing demands. And so having community colleges that just remain vigilant, frankly, and continue to stay up to date with the changing economic clusters and patterns in the state are going to be really important. And I think, frankly, some of the regulatory environment helps with that as well. Program approvals are not overnight for accredited colleges. And so state regulators and accreditors have their work cut out for them as well to help these colleges stay up to date.
As opposed to students who are looking to go right into the workforce out of community colleges, of course, community colleges are also helping other students prepare to go on to other schools for four-year degrees. Can they focus on both of those tasks at the same time in the current economy?
That's one of the central challenges facing community colleges, which is that they're institutions burdened by many different missions. You name the two most prominent ones there, but they're also the engines of continuing education, often in their communities and so forth. Those are very different things, with very different demands and metrics and operating priorities. And I think it gets very difficult on limited budgets for community colleges to do all of those things well. And to expect them to innovate and stay on top of all those demands, it's just very challenging and often, I think, unrealistic, frankly, for some of these schools.
I guess, Michael Horn, the last question I should ask you is, do you expect that all the community colleges that are currently operating in Massachusetts will continue to be in business in 5 or 10 years?
My expectation in Massachusetts is that community colleges will continue to exist. I'm not sure we're going to see the closures there. That having been said, it's not an unreasonable question, because certainly in states like our neighbor to the south, Connecticut, are talking about massive consolidation of their community colleges. And so it's something to keep an eye on to see if we see some sort of consolidation across the state. It's not my expectation at the moment, but it's not out of the question either.
Michael Horn, writer and consultant on higher education with the Christensen Institute. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for having me.